Oyez, oyez, now in the way of Len Yap, a Scheherazadean tale of Schwermerei occasioned by skill that is trelitious. And if you can spell that sentence and you're in the 4th to 8th grade, you should have been on stage today at the Hyatt Hotel in Washington.
Hudibrastic.
Hudibrastic.
What is the part of speech?
It's an adjective.
265 girls and boys were there this week with high hopes of winning the 77th Scripps Howard National Spelling Bee. Here are some excerpts from today's final rounds.
Vinegaroon. V-I-N-A-I-G-A-R-O-O-N. Vinegaroon.
Vinegaroon is V-I-N-E-G-A-R-O-O-N.
You have exhausted regular time and are now subject to finish time.
I want bonus time.
Yes.
Let's see. Concertato. C-O-N-C-I-T-A-T-O. Concertato?
Yes. I'll talk to this. A. U. T. O C H T H O N O U S. I'll talk to this.
You are the champion.
And with that breathless rendering of the treacherous word autochthonous, 14-year-old David Tidmarsh of South Bend, Indiana, clinched the title in round 15. For the win, David takes home an engraved trophy, $17,000 in cash, a $1,000 savings bond, and several reference books.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, take out TCB.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.